Recorded Books presents Feel, Heal, and Let That Shit Go, your guide to emotional resilience and lasting self-love by Rachel Kaplan, narrated by the author. This book is dedicated to all human beings, inspired by the song Reckoner from In Rainbows by Radiohead. Foreword by Wendy Grinstein Pearson. In your hands is a brilliant, practical guide for healing yourself. It is full of wisdom, wit, clarity, and common sense. This book teaches us how to connect to our feelings and release stuffed down emotions to live a lighter, freer, more authentic, and full life. In these pages, Rachel Kaplan shares her insights and experiences with rare authenticity, just like she does in her podcast, The Healing Feeling Shit Show. Season one, by the way, is required listening for my patients. This book reads as if Rachel is sitting right there with you, having an honest heart-to-heart. She shares her big ideas and strong opinions, all wrapped in warmth and humor. She doesn't mince words or make you think any of this will be easy. But her faith in the process and her confidence in your ability to heal yourself, if you follow her lead, will hold you steady when your scary parts begin to reveal themselves. You can feel her trust every step of the way because this practice is her lived experience. She has an exquisite way of explaining exactly what you will encounter at each crossroads. She breaks down complex, profound healing modes into tiny morsels that are easy to understand and apply. She invites you to take your time, to make this your personal journey home. How do I know this is her lived experience? Our history of healing began more than 25 years ago when Rachel swaggered into my therapy office. She thought she was the smartest one in the room. She was a nonstop talker, relating big stories and strong opinions, and she was clearly living in her head. Unfortunately for her, excessive thinking was not going to help her soothe the excruciating anguish that came from her shattered heart. Her mind was frenetic and full of energy. The rest of her fully closed down. Her 16-year-old self really did believe she could talk her way into accepting what her insides found intolerable. Fortunately, I had walked the path before her. I had healed my own wounds and transmuted my over-intellectualizing, bobble-headed self into a grounded, feeling, healing earth mother. I had a toolbox full of clinical skills and an open heart that could soften even the most hardened. My well-trained eyes saw more than what Rachel could see in herself. Intuitively, I knew Rachel was destined to change the world. Her soul brilliance and personal power would be a source of healing for others. She was a pure, radiant spirit with bits both scared and strong, scarred and spirited, calculating and colorful, frozen and full of life. For healing to take place, Rachel needed to move from her head down into her body, where she could connect to and find compassion for those screaming hidden parts deep inside that terrified her. Getting in touch with your feelings and ultimately experiencing self-love, defined by loving the whole of yourself, even your worst version, is an extremely challenging process for anyone with emotional wounds. We hold experiences inside our bodies that we've spent our entire lives attempting to escape. None of us is trying to not love ourselves. We are trying to avoid the parts of ourselves that scare us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?